Wonder is another important word. It's like, you know, I sort of that's how I experience it. I have to sort of wonder at, you know, that in both senses. I wonder what that means, but also in the sense of, you know, what can come out of this. It's sort of like
you have to see everything as a possibility. Everything they say is a possibility.
Yeah, because it's about opening up. It's not about closing. It's not about reductiveness or whatever the word is. It's not about reduction. It's about opening. So I need to sort of be naive as well, and try and sort of, as I say, sort of not jump to any conclusions, because that's what that person, that's the kind of response that the person gets in their normal life.
I remember going to see a man who, I arrived at his place of work, and it was a body repair shop for cars, and it was a two-story building, and this man was sitting upstairs in his office by himself, and everybody else was downstairs working, and he had isolated himself upstairs, and it had got to the stage where he had to do something about making an appointment to see me, but as soon as I walked into his office, he said, "If you can see it, I don't want it." That was his opening. Those were his opening words. And I tested his hearing, and there was no way that I could restore his hearing with what he wanted to wear.
Mm.
So in the end, I had to be quite brutal with him and say, you know, you owe it to your employees, to your relatives, to yourself, to at least try this out on a 100% guarantee for a month. Just try it.
Mm.
But there's no way I can make it invisible. You are going to have to try this large object and make the best of it for a month and see how you get on.
And?
You know? And at the end of the month, of course, he was so over the moon with the results, it didn't matter at all about the appearance.
Fantastic. So you have a kind of slower tempo in your listening than they would be used to in the quicker paced world.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a slower pace and it's a different type, yeah.
And when is that hard? Is it, or maybe it's always easy?
It's not always easy. It's sort of always difficult. It becomes harder, you know, when perhaps something of my client's worldview or experience resonates closely with something of my experience.
When
there's similarities,
right.
You know, I mean, very important to, you know, be much more aware of, you know, the danger of me slipping into, you got divorced. Oh, I got divorced. It must mean the same thing. That's what the world, that's how normal listening happens. It's like, oh, you've had that experience. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm.
How many times do we hear that out there? I know exactly how you feel. No, you don't.
Mm.
Nobody can know how somebody else is feel. And that's how somebody else is, how somebody else feels. So that's exactly the stuff that I need to be aware of.
So it's harder for you to hear and harder for you to listen when what you're listening to is
similar to my life experience.
So if you had... You know, if you've got an old lady in front of you who has got a problem with the sixth of her seventh children, that may be easier for you to listen to than a guy who's got a problem in his relationship and you happen to have one in yours.
In a way, it's easier.